This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Former Congress critter Beto O'Rourke, or Beta, made waves when he said hell yes to taking away law-abiding gun owners' AR-15s and AK-47s via a mandatory buyback program. Anti-gunners loved that, so they rallied around him. They gave him the golf tournament clap, you know. And they did that for him being unapologetically in favor of harsh gun control measures that could eventually lead to firearm confiscation. O'Rourke is finally coming to the realization that he has absolutely no hope of obtaining the Democratic nomination for president. Since he knows his time is short-lived, he's now asking his fellow Democratic contenders to support his gun control agenda. And this next part, I couldn't make this up if my life depended on it. If somebody told me, Bill, we're going to make you a billionaire if you come up with this idea, I couldn't come up with it. Beto penned an op-ed on this topic in Teen Vogue. I'm not making that up. Because that's a really strange outlet for this kind of plea. And he decided to make the case for his anti-gun proposal in Teen Vogue. He says, in Teen Vogue, didn't they used to, like, weren't magazines like this, isn't this where David Cassidy got popular and Bobby Sherman and, you know, all of those teen idols, and now we've got this going on in Teen Vogue. He writes, you shouldn't be able to bring a weapon of war to a peaceful protest. Assault weapons like AR-15s and AK-47s designed to kill people as efficiently and effectively as possible have no place in our communities. And if we don't want them to continue showing up in our classrooms and movie theaters and churches and synagogues, we need to get them off our streets. That's a belief I've come to after listening to Americans all across the country. People like Catherine, the student I met in Derry, New Hampshire, told me she knows exactly which bookshelf to pull down when a gunman comes to her school. Whatever that means. People like Jessica Garcia, an AK-47 owner, who was injured by the same kind of weapon in the El Paso shooting and told me she would gladly sell it back. People like the assault weapon owner I met at a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, that picadillo, who defied my expectations and said he'd cut his weapon into pieces if it would help end this epidemic, which doesn't exist. That's why I've released this most ambitious plan to end gun violence in our country in this race, proposing not only universal background checks, extreme risk protection orders, a federal licensing program, and a ban on the sale of assault weapons, but also a mandatory buyback of these weapons of war. It's why I've called on credit card companies and banks to stop facilitating the sale of these weapons. It's why I am the only candidate in this race to sign on to the March for Our Lives peace plan with a goal of cutting the number of firearms deaths and injuries in half over the next decade. And that's why I'm calling on every other candidate in this race and every member of our party in Congress to meet the boldness of the American people and sign on to the March for Our Lives peace plan. So he is he's now a disciple of David Hogg. Beto. He's always pushed his anti-gun agenda continually. He's made it known that he's the only candidate calling for universal background checks and all that other nonsense. If what he was doing was so bold and so many people agreed with him, why would I be polling higher than he is in the Democratic nomination race? Why wouldn't he be considered a top-tier candidate in this one? And here's the truth of the matter. Most Americans are just simply middle of the road. They see his plans for a mandatory, quote, buyback, which is really a stupid term considering the government never owned any of these firearms. And they know firearm registration and realize that it's a slippery slope. That's what universal background checks would lead to. Universal background checks by themselves mean nothing because they're unenforceable. The only way to enforce them would be to have a registry. And then how do you enforce that? How do you know who's got what that they should be registering? It's, yeah. When the government knows exactly how many guns someone has and knows what kind of guns they possess, then they can begin to plan and confiscate them. And, you know, every other time up to this point, every other time, they've always said, well, you know, anybody that thinks that this is going to happen this way, well, you're sort of wearing a tinfoil hat, right? Well, you guys ripped it off of our heads, didn't you? Beto has also said he'd also consider a ban on all semi-automatic firearms, which is a large portion of the civilian market. All the handguns that everybody carries for the most part. I went to a gun shop today to buy an ammo can. I needed an ammo can, an empty one. And I'm looking, and they got, let's see, one case, two case, three case, four case, five case, six case of semi-automatic pistols, one shelf of revolvers, and three single-action revolvers, one shelf of double-action revolvers, three examples of single-action revolvers. Revolvers just are not what people buy nowadays. That's because semi-automatics are better self-defense tools. That's because in certain cases, we have seen where it is going to take more than six shots to take down one person. Now, Beto seems to think that because he went to one gun show and if he met somebody that's a gun owner, why don't we know his name? Beto, how come you're not trotting this guy out so he can stand up and we could look at him and say, did you really tell him that you own these things? You're at a gun show and you're willing to buy them and then cut them up. Did you really say that? What's the problem? You got too much money? What's your problem? He seems to think because he went to one gun show that he suddenly knows and understands each and every gun owner in America. Let's check the facts, shall we? No, you don't. You don't know anything about us. You don't know why we value the Second Amendment. You had one person tell you they'd be willing to sell back their so-called assault weapon, which I think is a lie. But I'll play your stupid game. That doesn't mean that every other firearm owner feels the same way. That, you know, he doesn't represent me. That's actually the exception, not the rule. I do have to give him credit. He had enough gumption to say exactly what he wants to do. And that incrementalism, is gone. That whole glacial creep that we know what they want. And he was kind enough to show it to us. So this is the confirmation now that the anti-gunners seek to disarm us. Nobody has shot this down. And the Democrats can't say that you are being extreme or the fringe. So congratulations, Beto. You will forever be known as the failed presidential candidate who single-handedly told us that you seek to disarm us. Thank you. We're never going to forget you. Never going to forget you. Well, we'll forget you, but we're not going to forget what you said. You know, you get what I'm saying. Do you get what I'm saying? I think you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the greatest public services that our President Donald Trump has done for the nation is to force institutions and people to reveal their true character. This has been very valuable when it comes to the media, but it has also been valuable when it comes to unmasking globalist Republicans. And that was on display here recently, most notably in the revelation that Paul Ryan was inciting Fox News from his position on the board of Fox Corporation to decisively break with President Trump. Ryan has apparently graduated from providing the worst advice to the president as the Speaker of the House to providing the worst advice to Fox News. Were Fox to follow his advice, then the network would have even fewer viewers than CNN, which can at least count on the hapless airport captives to boost its numbers. That's the only time I watch it is when I'm going somewhere on a plane. I find it hard to believe that any of Fox viewers are not to the right of Shepard Smith and Chris Wallace. If Fox management thinks it could somehow compete for the leftist viewers, it is delusional. These people are supposedly preparing for life after Trump. But more likely, they're preparing for life without viewers. And when you're in television and you don't have viewers, that's sad. When they speak of chasing moderates, what they're really suggesting is appealing to leftists. That type of viewer is never going to tune in to the object of their hatred. When they have so many long-established echo chambers, no matter how many Donna Brazils they bring on board. But Fox management could certainly chase off their audience by following Ryan's advice. One America News or another network to be named later would welcome those viewers. Most Republican voters did not realize how enthralled so many of its leaders were to globalism and open border insanity. And they do now. Trump has realigned the Republican Party, and there is no going back anytime soon. Not without completely destroying the party and likely the country in the process. The realignment has offset what looked to be as a permanent demographic advantage for the Democrats, as Trump's common sense nationalism is chewing into the voting blocks Democrats thought they had locked up for generations. And that's why this latest impeachment gambit is an act of pure weakness, a sign the Democrats do not think they can beat his message at the ballot box. Among Republicans, Trump's approval ratings are at 91%. But that number tells only part of the story. That approval runs deep. And it's a very simple answer, because he's trying to keep his promises to his voters. His record of accomplishment on the full gamut of issues that his voters care about is impressive. And he hasn't even served a full term yet. He has been the best Republican president of the modern era on what matters the most. Energy independence, unleashing the economy, appointing constitution-minded judges, keeping the U.S. from further foreign entanglements, advancing the pro-life cause, the Second Amendment. Yes, the Second Amendment. I've been asked before. I mean, I try to talk to other people that claim to be conservative, and they ask me what would have to happen for Trump not to, for me not to Trump vote for him. And the answer would be easy if he abandoned both his principles and his supporters. Recently, he's given splendid speeches in defense of religious freedom and serving the national interest, and that is not going to happen. Because a national election is a binary proposition. It is simply not possible for Trump to devolve to the point where any of the current Democrat options would be preferable. And the Republican voters are no longer going to tolerate the globalists or the Weekly Standard reading foreign adventurous. That era is over. It's done. It's gone. It's finished. And they're all too aware of the rigged system that was passed off as free trade, even as the U.S. and working class Americans were being ripped off. Any Republican politician who thinks his constituency is the media and not the voters is in for a rude awakening. Mitt Romney, who once all but rolled over onto his back so Candy Crowley would scratch his belly, has been one of the worst offenders. Apparently Crowley is way scarier than Trump, since Romney did not have a bad word for her as she eviscerated his campaign. But even though Utah is not among the most pro-Trump American or Republican states, Romney's approval is crashing among the broader Republican electorate. He is of that breed of Republican following in the footsteps of George W. Bush and John McCain, who would not dare criticize a Democrat, reserving his fiercest barbs for his fellow Republican. Why, you would ask? Because these politicians become addicted to being a hero in the media story, which they're never going to be. It's a fool's errand. Romney is more Frito than Lando, too foolish to realize how badly he gets used, even as he listens to the media sirens calling from the rocks. It's bad enough when Republican voters see Democrats opposing Trump, but the way so many Republicans do it is disgraceful. This is not to say the president is above criticism, but if you add Republican voices to the obvious leftist insanity, this is a sad spectacle of self-loathing. And it's mostly a media thing. If you're a Republican, the media are the enemy. And any Republican who does not understand this dynamic is not fit for office. Obama could always count on full party loyalty, and the media would have crushed any dissenting Democrat voice that broke with him. And they will celebrate any Republican who breaks from their party. John McCain built a career out of bowing to the media. And Romney is the new guy. So, many Republican pundits and washed-up former people in the Republican Party think that there will be life after Trump and we can just take it back to the way it was. It's never going back to the way it was. It was a good con while it lasted. Now we sort of expect you to perform. And if you don't perform, well, you don't get in power. While the Paul Ryans of the world might be preferable to every Democrat, we're done with that type as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is putting Georgia's new abortion law on hold. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The law does allow for exceptions and was set to go into effect on January 1st. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was accusing Democratic-led House committees of trying to bully his employees and criticize their efforts to hold depositions with several current and former diplomats in the growing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump on trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business and believes,
"We got the second impeachment circus in 3 years, and make no mistake about this. This is nothing less than an attempted coup d'etat and end run around the ballot box."
And your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow lost over 300 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle, your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. And real quick, I want to say something about all of these people that bring these portions of the show to you and AR 500 Armor, which is the title sponsor of the show. Every one of these companies are superlatives in their respective fields. Franklin Armory, of course, pushes the edge of the envelope while dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's all the time, building a superb product. Boyd's Gun Stocks, I mean, I've looked at other gun stocks out there, and some of these things are going to cost, some gun stocks from their competitors are nearly as much as the gun you might put it on. Where with Boyd's, you're getting a one of a kind, it's not even built, it's not even made yet. You pick it out, and when it gets cut, it's going to be cut to you, you know, exactly the way you want it to be cut, with a piece of wood that there'll be not another one like it ever. And Aero Precision, I mean, they are simply the class act when it comes to, and I mean, most AR-15s in the United States today have some arrow precision in their DNA. And then there's AR-500 armor, which body armor is the last part of your kit, your freedom kit. So having them involved with lock and load is a privilege. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm a little bit torn over the Democrats' decision to be dumb enough to double down on impeaching the president after 3 years of being humiliated nonstop. Mueller was a bust. Avenatti was a bust. And he's looking at hard time. The Democrats are stunned to find that a huge portion of American people think it's pretty cool to have a president who could score with Playboy playmates. On one hand, it's bad because the impeachment garbage is bad for the country, the damage it's doing to our institutions, and really that our institutions are actually doing to themselves in their shameful service of the elite, is incalculable. 10 years ago, didn't we trust the FBI and our intelligence community? Surely the Jason Bourne stories couldn't be right. Good times. Those were good times. And that's all over. It's going to be decades before a woke Republican is stupid enough to trust them again. But on the other hand, we now have an opportunity to exploit this strategic blunder in order to rip them apart next November. We have a chance to teach the Democrats, to the extent they are trainable, that their socialist, curious, corporatist, nanny state dreams are electoral strychnine. Letting these people steal our country from us is worse than the resulting carnage from the fight they picked. We could roll over, but instead we'll take the hit to keep our liberty. And in the end, after many figurative casualties, impeachment is going to boomerang on these clowns and knock most of them out of the clown car. The elite insiders are willfully blind to the fact that the key question to the normal Americans will be, what was that brother's widow marrying, coke-snorting, kicked out of the Navy and disgracing non-Ukrainian-speaking loser scion getting paid $50,000 a month by an oligarch that wasn't directly related to his gropey paw being Obama's VEEP court jester? Hunter Biden is beyond a mere prodigal son. He's a catastrophe. Compounded by Hairplug One thinking it was super duper savvy to brag about helping his snort terrific son in video. Media will try to hide it. The Democrats will declare it, have already declared it out of bounds and irrelevant, but they can't gatekeep that question from being asked forever. And the answer to the question is that our leftist elite is terminally corrupt. Terminally. And on the plus side is how this goofy coup is pumping up the militant Republican base, which is flooding the Trump campaign with small donor cash. It's also causing the long overdue awakening of many of those who had, until now, dwelled in their non-binary, oh, well, I never bubbles, because they didn't like Trump. It is and always was a binary choice. Them or us, and them is looking positively Venezuela. Of course, there's exceptions, like the usual pseudo-con suspects like Ben Sasse, who absolutely refuses to acknowledge that this travesty is not about truth or justice. And they will sanctimoniously announce that they're waiting to make a decision until they see all the evidence. Idiots. Like the decision wasn't already made in Nancy's office over Chardonnay and some Zimas. Like, there's any evidence. If there was any evidence, Adam Schiff would have had to invent it. Everything's a lie, and it's a scam. And like judo masters, the Democrats can always use the weight of these dork, stuffy unwokeness to flip them over on their spineless backs. The bizarre notion that it's somehow wrong for the president to identify and investigate manifest corruption is going to play terrible outside of the Beltway. Purple District Democrats who got elected in 2018 are sweating, knowing that they did not get sent to D.C. to be yes people for the likes of the squad. And Pelosi knows this, too. She's evil, but she's cunning. And she understands that the GOP under Trump can't be shamed away from going for her tenuous majorities juggler. And this is why we only have impeachment light, a fake impeachment process. This is really just a kicky new label for the same tired old dish soap. This does not necessitate anybody putting any real votes and, you know, preserves the deniability of her terrified Trump district caucus members, moderate mollusks like Connor Lamb, can posture just enough to satisfy their out-of-district donors. Yet they hope not alienate their actual in-the-district voters. The impeachment inquiry tease is enough for now to satisfy the radicals, but eventually they will realize that they're getting played by Nancy, and she basically let them take her out on a date, buy her a lobster dinner, and then left them hot and bothered on her doorstep with a vigorous handshake. And they're suckers. Nancy wants this all to go away, understanding how dangerous it is in the way the brother wedding dummies and the Hamas cheerleaders who make up the new Democrat mainstream can't. But she might have to go with the flow if the flow gets too strong. She can probably get 217 Democrats plus that Justin Amash weirdo to vote to impeach if it comes to that. But then it heads over to the Senate and the tender mercies of Cocaine Mitch. And if you haven't heard about Hoover Biden before, well, I'm sure you will by the time the GOP gets through with the trial. And then the Senate will vote to acquit, and the Democrats will get to run on, we didn't pass anything to make your life better because we were focused on being publicly pantsed, again, by Donald Trump and his pal, the murder turtle. There's a possibility, remote, but sort of worth considering, that this kind of spineless invertebratism of the remaining Mitt Romneys in the GOP somehow leads to 20 Republicans joining the Democrats and removing Trump on whatever trumped-up charges eventually take shape. These are the soft cons. Imagine a return to the status quo ante of progressive victories and gentlemanly defeat of the conservatives. Good luck with that. I guess we're just going to sit around and go, oh, well, we had a good run of citizens. Time to be subjects. Just go along with that, right? There's a truth out there. Donald Trump is not the American people's last chance. He's the elite's last chance. Those dummies just don't see it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As a reminder, we'll be here live tomorrow. Then Thursday is a travel day. Friday is a class day. I'll be training with the Red Dot Sight class with Steve Fisher. And I want to point this out. I'm trying to put together a kit to where I can broadcast remotely. And that's going to be like, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'm trying to work that out to where when I do travel that I could do at least some live content. So I am working on that, but Thursday and Friday of this week, it's going to be rebroadcast, and we'll be back on Monday with a full report of what it's like to go to a Red Dot Sight class with the Yeti. Now, if you want to see how extreme the Democrats have gotten on gun control, all you had to do was listen to that Judiciary Committee hearing last week. That's one thing for Beto and Swalwell to call for confiscating AR-15s and civilian versions of AK-47s. But in the committee hearing this past Wednesday, the loudest applause came when Democratic witnesses called for bans on all or at least the vast majority of guns. Like Charlottesville Police Chief Rashaal M. Brackney, when they announced, "I believe that any weapon that can be used to hurt individuals should be banned," which, you know, that's what makes them weapons. Brackney and the other witnesses showed just how far the Democratic Party's gone on gun control in only a few years. Brackney was given a chance by Congressman Greg Stube, a Republican from Florida, to correct the record if she might have misspoken, but she only doubled down. And Stube pointed out that any firearm could be used to hunt people down, and Brackney responded by repeating the point. She only clarified that police and the military would still be able to have guns. 10 years ago, if a Democrat witness had suggested banning all guns, you could only imagine that the Democratic congressmen would be desperate to disassociate themselves from those comments, but not now. Not one single Democrat gave any disapproval at all. Nobody. Kristen Rand of the Violence Policy Center claimed that detachable magazines are the most important and deadly feature of assault weapons. But a ban on detachable magazines would result in the ban of virtually any semi-automatic gun, the most commonly owned type of firearm in the United States. And again, none of the Democratic politicians raised any word of caution. Committee chairman Jerry Nadler claimed, assault weapons have become the favorite of many mass shooters. But only 13% of all rampage shootings since 1998 involved just a rifle. 56% involved only a handgun. 83% involved either just a handgun or a handgun plus some other type of firearm. Many studies have examined the assault weapons ban that was in effect from 1994 to 2004. And consistently they find no statistically significant impact on rampage killings or any other type of crime. Even research funded by the Clinton administration failed to find any evidence that the ban lowered any type of crime rate. Criminology professors Chris Coper and Jeff Roth concluded in a 1997 report to the National Institute of Justice, the evidence is not strong enough for us to conclude that there's any meaningful effect, meaning that the effect was different from zero. So Messrs. Coper and Roth suggested at the time that it might be possible to find a benefit after the ban had been in effect for more years. 2004, they published a follow-up NIJ study with fellow criminologist Dan Woods. We cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. And indeed, there's been no discernible reduction in the lethality and injuriousness of gun violence. Then there's Lewis Faravis, who cited multiple times during the hearing, but his non-peer-reviewed methodologies are highly flawed. Faravis looks only at a total number of mass public shootings, whether they were committed with assault weapons or the types of guns. While the share of mass public shooting using assault weapons fell during the ban, they fell even more sharply in the 10 years after the ban ended in 2014. Yeah. So any reduction that the ban caused in attacks with rifles may simply have been meant more attacks with other types of guns. Does that make it less of an attack? Democratic witnesses after witness described the horrors of someone being wounded or killed by a gun. But they didn't bring anybody in at all to talk about self-defense, saving lives. And those would be no less emotional stories. But instead of appealing just to the emotion on one side of the debate, we should be considering the net effect of legal gun ownership. Now, what are we to think about this hearing on, quote, assault weapons? They were singled out in the hearing because they have such features as accuracy and a perceived stopping power. Which is, you know, I value those things in a self-defense situation, especially if the attacker is bigger and stronger than they are. Democrats are coming out for banning everything, most or all guns, and virtually no one in their party even challenges that kind of idea anymore. But, you know, that viewpoint is not really shocking any longer, so it's hardly surprising the media didn't view them as newsworthy. Now, the other two problems with this hearing that they had is twofold. One, they're impeaching Trump, so it's never going to get signed. They can pass it out of the House. They can pass it unanimously out of the House. They can pass it out of the Senate. Trump's not going to sign it. He's not going to sign it. period. Those of you that are out there saying, oh, well, what about when he gets reelected? He doesn't have to worry about being, you know, he doesn't have to worry about another election. Calm down. The other part was the Uniform Crime Report for 2018 came out. And in it, first of all, homicide went down. Gun homicide went down. And in it, it shows that of the known types of firearms that were used in homicides, handguns were used to kill more people than any kind of rifle. And then people using knives killed more people than any kind of rifle. And people using axe handles killed more people than any kind of rifle. In 2018, of the known types of firearms that were used in homicides, 6,603 people were killed with handguns. Rifles accounted for 297. Shotguns killed 235. Knives killed 1,515 people. Blunt objects, like, you know, axe handles or hammers, killed 443 people. People beat to death 672 people with their hands and feet. So despite this never-ending assertion that we are in the midst of a gun violence crisis, the number of gun-related homicides fell. And the gun-related homicide rate remains roughly 50% of what it was at its peak in the early 1990s. And rifles of any kind, whether they are assault or otherwise, were only used in only 2.8% of gun homicides last year. In total, 14,123 people were killed with firearms in 2018, which is down from 15,195 in 2017 and 15,318 in 2016. So it's been going down under Trump. Who'd have thunk it? We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.